In thinking about this public information situation, I'm inclined now to have a press conference this afternoon around 4:30 to get a statement of our general position out and clear before the other kinds of news break later in the evening, and also then Bob McNamara can have his tomorrow morning.
Good.
And I'll bring over to you when I come to the cabin meeting a little.
You might want to send George Ball to that. As I look over this agenda, I don't see anything that's a lot of details on departmental administration. And I think if you could spend your time on this and talking to the United Nations people and any others you need, probably be better use of your time than coming over there.
Use that time well to get ready for the press conference.
Now, I want to be very careful that we don't show that we're desperate and dramatic and we're changing our policy.
Right.
All the TV now is trying to say that this is a great escalation and that the B-57s yesterday are an entirely new policy. I made clear to the people I've talked to, and McNamara hardly concurs, and I've talked to Brom Smith, that the congressional resolution, this is a time to close ranks. We want to be united. We ask the Congress, in the light of their stepped-up efforts, to take some action, and the Congress took this action, and it says that we will reply to any attacks and we will deter any aggression, and they approve our doing so. Now, when we could deter it with helicopters, we did. When we could deter it with South Vietnamese troops, we did. When we could prevent aggression with pathfinders and sending one of our planes in to lead their planes with their Air Force, we did. But as they stepped up and as they mounted and as they become more severe and as they tied down our Ranger companies, we did not change our policy, we changed our equipment.
That's right.
Because they escalated and they brought in ships with all the guns and they brought in a lot more people. The infiltration increased and they had their staging areas. And we had Ranger companies tied down there and going to cost hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese lives.
Right.
So at the request of the South Vietnamese government, we busted them up and released those people and saved their lives.
Right.
With the B-57s. Now, it is true that this is probably the first time that B-57 has been used in South Vietnam. But Congress authorized us and directed us to prevent aggression.
Right.
And we have not changed our policy. That is our policy. That resolution is our policy. That is our authority. And until it's repealed, and the last paragraph says that you can repeal it, but until it is repealed, that's the policy of this government, and we're within it. And it's pretty broad policy and so forth.
Right.
And I think it's what they're going to try to put in our lap is that we're the warmongers, that we're changing our policy, that we've got a brand new policy from day to day. We really got no policy at all, that we're drifting, that so on and so forth. Now, that's the commentator's line. I think this is the answer to it, and I'd keep those 502 congressmen right chained to me all the time with that resolution.
Right.
And look at your statement. I got the resolution out of some bulletin, the State Department.